Today on Proving Innocence. My name is Hannah, and I'm here with my friends Mackenzie and Dianora, and today we are going to discuss how we believe that Adnan Syed is innocent in the murder case that he was convicted of when he was 17 of his ex-girlfriend Hayman Lee during high school. If you've listened to all of Serial, you should know the basic part of this story, or at least know what the heck is going on.
I mean, do any of us really know what's going on here besides, you know, maybe Jay, or at least he says...
Okay, since we've recently listened to the Serial podcast recorded by Sarah Koenig, we have come to the conclusion that Adnan is innocent in our opinions. You may think he's guilty, but this is our podcast.
Well, in my personal belief, I think you're innocent until proven guilty.
I agree.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, but even though in previous trials there was not enough evidence to prosecute anyone, Adnan was still charged with the murder of Hay, which I think is crazy.
We all agreed about that, so today we're going to discuss the basic pieces of evidence that was either not paid attention to or was looked into, but not in enough detail, and even some pieces that were never mentioned which would have actually worked in Adnan's favor.
Okay, one thing that was constantly brought up in Serial was that there was no physical evidence that was ever found. No clothing was found anywhere that linked him to the murder. Fingerprints were found in a car, but as we all know, they did date, so it wouldn't have been suspicious at all.
Did you not find it crazy about the bloody t-shirt in her car? Like, seriously, who just has a bloody t-shirt in the passenger seat of her car? Like, is that just normal now, or what?
Right? I was going to reference that in a few minutes, but yes, a bloody tee was found in her car, as we found that out in the MSNBC Science of Serial news report. Susan Simpson, a blogger who makes a second podcast, brought this to our attention in that video. Anyway, back to what I was saying first about the fingerprints. He had fingerprints in her car, but he has been in her car before whenever they dated. Fingerprints from other people were also found in the car. On the rearview mirror, two fingerprints were found that didn't match anyone that the police knew, such as Adnan or Jay, but they never tested either to see who it belonged to, which would have been used to prove that Adnan was innocent. Another thing that was said was that Jay and Adnan went to get shovels to bury her, and those shovels were never found to be tested for evidence. As you know, her body was found in Lincoln Park by a guy named Mr. S, who actually had a record himself. Not a terrible one, but still a record.
Yeah, he liked to run butt naked through towns and stop to pee in parks.
Yeah, he's definitely a character. Well, he found Hay and reported it to the police. The police found the body and some other things around her. One thing that was found near her was a rope. This rope was taken into evidence but never tested, and then for some odd reason, it just disappeared from the evidence. The cops working in this case were obviously very dumb and did not look at basic things. As mentioned before, they also found a bloody tee in the passenger seat of the car. The shirt had her blood on it, but was never tested, like, which part of the body it came from.
There's a lot from this case that I feel could have been more looked into for evidence to prove that Adnan was innocent. The only reason that they still suspect Adnan is because of the unknown voicemail that was left to the police that said, "Look at the ex-boyfriend." That's the whole reason they looked to Adnan anyways for this whole trial, which is messed up because it could have been anyone trying to frame Adnan or someone that didn't like him. It literally just could have been anyone, which makes me so upset about this whole thing. Along with no physical evidence being found, we also had an alibi from a girl named Asia, who claimed she was with Adnan the same time and day of Hay's murder. Asia contacted Adnan while he was in jail and wrote him a letter saying she remembered chatting with him on January 13th. She began to proceed to talk about how nice of a guy he is and how everyone thinks he's a nice guy as well.
That's another thing that has always stuck with me, was how highly everyone talked of Adnan. He was always a good kid who had good grades and never did anything wrong, so to say. Everyone was shocked when he was charged with this, because never in a million years was it expected, because he was such a good guy to everyone, and no one in the community ever had anything bad to say about him.
Yeah, that's always been something to stick with me too. This all came out of nowhere to everyone. No one expected it to come from him or for him to ever be charged with it, especially after he reacted whenever he found out she was really dead. According to his friends and family, he was devastated whenever he found this out. He didn't want to believe it, but it was reality. Back to Asia. She mentioned that she was trying to get in touch with his lawyer, but as we found out later, Asia was never contacted back from the lawyer. Asia signed an affidavit saying she saw Adnan in the library at 2:20 that afternoon and talked with him and didn't leave until after her boyfriend picked her up at 2:40. According to the timeline that Jay has given us, this would put Adnan in the clear. Another thing that has helped Adnan is the fact that the cell towers were not adding up with the timeline. Jay says calls were taking place at certain times, which is true, but they weren't at the location Jay says repeatedly that Adnan called him from. Jay says Adnan called him from Best Buy to come pick him up, but there's not even a telephone at Best Buy for him to call on.
You know, I've never really liked Jay. He's always seemed sketchy to me, and I don't really like him from changing his story a million times and one time to keep himself in the clear, even though he remains consistent in the part of helping with the burial of Hay.
I've never liked Jay either, and has suspicions of him myself. He changes his story multiple times throughout, which just makes you think he's either making more stuff up or someone is manipulating him into what he needs to say, neither which is helping Adnan. Jay doesn't seem like a true friend to me. With the affidavit and the alibi and the telephone towers and inconsistencies, I don't see where anything in this case has been pinned to Adnan well enough to convict him of this murder.
Did you guys know that within the past month, Adnan was granted a new trial?
I thought I heard something about that, but I wasn't sure. Explain some of that to me.
Well, the Maryland Court of Special Appeals said that Adnan didn't receive the proper legal counsel from his lawyer at the time of his conviction. She failed to call a witness testimony, which would have made it impossible for Adnan to commit this crime. With the testimony, it will allow a new trial on all charges pressed on Adnan, which will hopefully lead to the truth. The witness is actually Asia, which Mackenzie talked about earlier. She's agreed to talk about the things that happened and that she saw to hopefully set Adnan free. In my opinion, Adnan deserves a lot of this trial. He's maintained his innocence for almost 2 decades, which is very uncommon unless they're truly innocent. In my eyes, Adnan is a very tough guy who has lived a wrong life because he has a crappy lawyer.
Yeah, hopefully his new lawyer does a lot better job at this new trial and brings up relevant information that would help Adnan instead of confusing everyone.
Adnan's going back to the court next time on Proving Innocence.